Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And as always, I am so excited and happy that you've decided to give me some of your time today. I want you to know how much I appreciate it. And I have hopefully a great episode for you this week because I want to talk to you about judgment, okay? I want to talk to you about judgment and what judgment looks like and how we sometimes even unknowingly practice judgment. And so I'm going to read from the Daily Word, which, as you know, is a Unity publication. And the subject this week is judgment. I release my loved ones to their highest good. If I wonder how to help those I care about, I remember the power of prayer, which helps me look beyond the challenges they may be facing or the circumstances that may be troubling their hearts. As I pray, I place them in the care and keeping of God, the one power and presence that is their divine identity. Prayer keeps me centered, peaceful state where I can know the truth of the dear ones in my life. As I commune with Spirit in prayer, worries about worldly circumstances fall away as I affirm health, prosperity, and peace. I am at peace as I envision the highest and best unfolding in their lives. I am grateful to pray and entrust those I care about to God's perfect guidance. And so it is. So the words in this segment talk about releasing our loved ones to their highest good through our prayer for them. So understanding that they have a highest good and a journey that they are leading, just as we do. And so what happens is when our family and our friends and our coworkers and people around us aren't living up to our expectation of what their life should look like, we start judging them. And when we judge them, we also punish them. So we may have a family member who is out of a job or has a hard time keeping a job. And maybe we hear about through other family members or friends or whatever that they need a little help right now. And our thought is, well, they should have went to college. Why didn't they get that degree? They dropped out. Well, I'm not going to help them. They didn't do the right thing. And so we start judging that person's choices. And as we start judging that person's choices, we start punishing them by withholding our love for them, withholding our attention, withholding our time. And that's a way of punishing them for not making the choices that we think they should have made in life. You know, she had that baby and she wasn't ready to have that baby and she was too young and she hadn't finished school. And so, you know, that's what happens. So now she's banished. We're just going to judge her and say, you know what? That's what she gets. But I'm here to tell you that each person has to walk their own road. just as we have to walk our own road. And you nor I can say what experiences come out of that walk that that person needs for their own development. There's a reason they made those choices. They don't look right to you, but there's a reason that those choices were made. And there's something good and something that's going to help them grow that came out of those choices. So stop judging people for the choices they've made that don't coincide with what you think they should have done with their life. And instead, pray that they are constantly reaching their highest good. Pray. Pray for them on their journey. Pray that they get the love, the support, the happiness, the joy, the prosperity that everybody wants, that everybody needs. And don't withhold your love and affection from family and friends who you don't agree with their choices. You know, be clear. I'm not saying you have to open your house and everybody has come live with you and you have to be the martyr and you know, everybody's going to just, you're just going to give and give and give and give. You know what the right balance is. You know what the right balance is. But in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, pray for them. Pray for them to reach their highest good. Know that God is always in their life, whether they understand it or know it or not. And that God is helping to order their steps. And that those steps may not look right to you, but for that person, they are right. So I want you to really, really, really use this week to think about the times that you have judged your family members, your friends, your coworkers, neighbors, people around you. Think about that. I think you're going to be surprised to see that it's way more than you really thought. And kind of catch yourself as you're having thoughts about people and stop that thought in midstream and analyze it and say, is this a thought of judgment? Am I judging this person? Instead of judging that person, put that person in your prayers. Send that person some love in your prayers, in your meditation, in your time with God. That's how we help uplift the world. That's how we help uplift ourselves and those around us. And so, like I said, I hope this week that you will take some time to kind of look over your attitude and your thoughts about people. And until we meet the next time, I wish you nothing but blessings.